Platform. It's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise. Wake up, the platform's waiting for you. Wake up, see what your system can do.
Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you wake up to the value you already own. I'm here with my co-hosts, Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. Happy Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. How are we doing?
I'm good. Everyone went to school on time today. So like yesterday, I said I was good and then I started complaining, but today really good. Great.
Yeah. Doing good. Ready to rock and roll. Chris, how about you?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. Had some internet issues, second half of yesterday, starting today. So apologies if the stream is at all choppy, but we're going to do our best today to get you the updates. So as we dive in, a big one today, Zapier, more CRM objects support. What is it? Following our recent CRM objects release, we've introduced more support to help you further automate your business. The Zapier app now supports the additional CRM objects listed below. Appointment, cart, commerce payment, course, deal registration, discount, fee, goal target, invoice, lead, listing, postal mail, project, service, subscription, and tax.
There are so many on there, but still missing your favorite, I think, Chris.
Yeah, let's not go there.
This matters because we've unlocked more ways to connect your tools, giving you greater flexibility to design workflows that truly match how your team works. You can now create smarter, more precise automations with the Zapier integration with more CRM objects available. With this update, we have followed through on the groundwork to make unlocking additional CRM objects faster. As HubSpot continues to add more functionality, this work will significantly reduce the time users must wait between feature launch and automation enablement via Zapier. There's a ton on here that I like wouldn't even expect. I don't know if I can do some of these in HubSpot workflows, like goal target. Can I reference goal target in a HubSpot workflow? I can.
Can you? Yeah. It's interesting just to even see the whole picture though. Like, dang gone. You remember the days of four? Days of four objects. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah,
I know.
If
I think
you ask most people, including AI, they think it still is the days of four. I've been very interested to see like discounts, fees, and tax specifically. Mm-hmm. We talk about why we think we can get to this world where it's unified revenue views and people like being able to activate commerce in a way that has not been done before. because we actually do have these things in HubSpot, and if they're treating them as separate objects, that means you can do a lot, you know, with them through API or now things like Zapier.
Excited. My mind is just like a little blown right now. I feel like mostly I'm just like, I don't even know what to do with all of these things.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we'd love to hear anybody using the postal mail.
That's actually the one I had highlighted as I said that. I was like, what do I do with this?
Believe it or not, I have an organization. They are a nonprofit organization. That this is literally one of the activities that they have to make sure is trackable. And they were sweating it. They're like, can we create a custom property or something? And it's like, whoa, slow your roll. Let me explain what you can already track in HubSpot. Mm-hmm. And so believe it or not, there are organizations out there that do need these features that we look at. And sometimes, like, maybe I'm just talking about me, but I look and go, ha ha, mail. Yeah. But then it happens.
Look, yeah. Big fan of the USPS. Not going to hear any complaints.
Let's move on. Number two here. New standard sandbox with improved production metadata and deploy to production for supported assets is live. What is it? One of the biggest challenges teams face is figuring out how to build and test new business processes without disrupting end users in production. Making changes directly in production can introduce errors, create rework, and cause data issues. With the new standard sandboxes, you get a safe environment that mimics the features and supported assets of your live account so you can build and validate new processes risk-free. And now, a deploy to production feature to seamlessly deploy supported assets to your live portal without the need to manually recreate changes. Standard sandboxes can be used to safely define your CRM data model and orchestrate business processes using automation, such as defining your data flow across your tech stack, and testing automations using workflows that rely on forms, lists, automated marketing emails, and CRM object configurations to nurture leads or support your teams.
Do you want me to go into the how does it work? Or
that's pretty lengthy.
I think it's important. There is an important note that I think is worth calling out. That your current standard sandbox will be labeled as a legacy standard sandbox in the user interface. Please note that work performed in your legacy standard sandbox cannot be deployed to production or the new standard sandbox as it lacks the necessary technology to support reliable testing and deployments. Also, the legacy sandboxes will be sunset on March 16th, 2026. So basically just worth noting, if you already have a sandbox, you will need to create a new, better sandbox.
Yes, do that ASAP if you're a sandbox kind of person. Make sure you're using the right one.
Yep. And definitely go read the rest of the update. It for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, it was going through my mind the first part. One of the biggest challenges teams face, this is probably really specific to the HubSpot ecosystem that has not built good muscles around sandboxes.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hesitate to introduce this if you're working with like third party vendors and integrating with other systems. Mm-hmm. They're used to things like this being available. So now you can, do things in a more test friendly environment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot going on in your main production. Number three, we have edit or delete campaign UTM values. High impact. What is it? You can now edit or delete campaign UTM values, providing greater control and ensuring more accurate reporting.
Why does it matter? This new functionality ensures accurate and up-to-date campaign UTM tracking, allowing you to make data-driven decisions easier and faster. By giving you full control over your UTMs, this feature helps maintain clean, reliable tracking, ultimately improving campaign performance and ROI. So, the campaign UTMs previously couldn't be edited. Sometimes they would pull in weird stuff, like in the example here, which just made the reporting on the UTMs basically meaningless because, yeah, if you bring up the example, it's like a bunch of numbers and then trade show and then, you know, things that just are not readable to us mere mortal humans, as George B. Thomas would say.
Yeah, he does say that, doesn't he?
Important notes on the bottom here. Only secondary campaign UTM values can be deleted. To remove the default campaign UTM value, first update it with a new value, then delete the previous one. Also, deleting a campaign UTM value is permanent and will remove it from your account. Any traffic associated with that UTM value will no longer be tracked.
Oof. That's good.
I have lots to learn.
Yeah.
Number four today, sandbox support now available for forms in public beta. Sandbox support for forms created with the new editor is available only to users who join this public beta. What is it? We've added full sandbox support for HubSpot Forms, now available for both the legacy and new editor. You can now create and test forms safely in a sandbox, sync forms, fields, and configurations between production and sandbox, validate workflows, logic, and integrations without touching live CRM data, migrate confidently from legacy to the new editor, experiment faster with full data isolation. And that fourth bullet point, probably the biggest one, migrate confidently from legacy to the new forms editor.
Mm-hmm. Why does this matter? Previously, forms created via the new editor couldn't be tested in sandboxes. Only legacy forms were supported. This meant teams had to build and test directly in production, risking live data and workflows. This update brings forms in line with other HubSpot tools, enabling safe testing and QA, compliance-friendly governance, easier migration from legacy to the new editor. Teams can now test, iterate, and deploy with confidence while keeping production environments stable.
Very nice.
Important limitation: forms that have been edited in a sandbox environment and already exist in production cannot be deployed. Only forms newly created within a sandbox are eligible to be copied to production. I was curious when they say sync forms. So maybe not a true sync. Something to be learned there. I'm sure this was the thing, though, that most mere marketers were waiting for before they actually dove into sandbox work. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget, later today, in a couple hours, we have the admins hug and admin networking session that's happening at 11 Eastern. Also later this week, join us for the HubSpot helpline that will be 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, on LinkedIn Live on Friday. And then, sure, why not, George? Later today, some more Value First Humans.
Yeah.
Talking about lead, not lead recognition. That's the opposite of what we're talking about. Mm. Signal, recognizing signals instead of leads. A lot of people have seen a lot of signals coming into HubSpot, a lot of data available to you. Hopefully this episode can help you maybe think about that in a little bit different way so that you can, you know, make use and leverage all that data. And tomorrow we're going to be getting into the how with Casey Clemen, Robat, Joshua Oakes, Riley Powell, and Daniel Urban doing a workshop at 2 p.m. Central on building out some value first data inside of HubSpot, which is very signal based and all about signal recognition and what we can do with that to understand where people are in their journey. And with that, remember, folks, you probably already own the value you're looking for in HubSpot. You just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, where we'll be diving into more updates. And until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your business rise.